Sport on RTE Radio 1.
7:36, Pádraic Lodge is here now with sport. Shell shocked in Europa, Triller, says The Independent. You'll be starting with that, but I have to ask you about another story in The Independent this morning. Wexford GAA give club players weekend off for electric picnic.
That's right, they've decided to just cancel club games.
It's a gap
the weekend.
Week, is it?
Yes, because they've been inundated in previous years with requests for postponements because players are tied up with the picnic. So they decided the best thing was just to clear it this year.
Has it ever happened before?
No, not because they've been dealing with the postponement requests. They said, now we're just going to sort
it's
it out.
It's kind of the age profile here, isn't it?
There is, yeah, and they said they have enough space in their calendar to factor it in now. That they right. won't be under pressure for their county final. They started their championships good and early in Wexford. And yeah, it's a funny one.
You'll see the GAA jersey's been worn there, I think.
For sure. They're all heading to Stradbally. Shelburne, though, failing to progress in the Europa League to the group stages of the Europa League last night, losing 3-1 at Talca Park to the Croatian champions Rijeka. The visitors were 2-0 up before Shells pulled a late goal back from a Mipu Adubeko penalty, only for the Croatians to score again near full-time, and they went on to progress 4-3 over the two legs. Shelburne now parachute into the Europa Conference League qualifiers. Our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue spoke after the game to Shelburne's Glasgow-born midfielder Kerr McEnroy.
Really disappointed with tonight's result. They're obviously a really, really good side and they showed that tonight, so with the goals they scored. So disappointing for us, but on the positive, we do get another opportunity. So that'll be one we'll be looking forward to now.
You came into the tie 2-1 up from the away leg, a superb result and performance. But did that bring with it a little bit of anxiety trying to hold on to what you had?
I wouldn't say so. Obviously, nobody expected us to go over there and win. And when we'd done that, it probably did bring a bit of expectation come back here. But you're playing against a top side, they're creation champions for a reason. So it was a difficult game. And I thought we'd done ourselves proud over the two legs, but not to be with the result.
You got it back to 3-3 on aggregate with the penalty converted by Mipo. But there was a long, long wait for the referee to be sent to the VAR monitor. What were you thinking in those moments?
It was a bit bizarre. I felt like it went on forever. But once he went to the monitor, you kind of had a little gut feeling that he was going to give the penalty. And when the penalty went in, the place was rocking. So I kind of felt like the momentum switched to us, but it wasn't to be when they get the third goal.
You still have an opportunity, as I say. It's going to be Linfield or Vikinger. They play in Belfast on Thursday. You still have a chance of group stage football, which would be amazing.
Obviously, we'll see how that tie pans out first. But yeah, another opportunity and one we'll be looking forward to once we dust ourselves down off this one.
That's Kerr McEnroy of Shelburne. Paul Madden is to take over from Peter Keane as Clare football manager, with the Ennismann taking charge on a 3-year term. Madden led Éire Óg to 3 Clare senior football championship titles during his time in charge of the club. It's a crunch night for the Ireland women's hockey team at the European Championships in Mönchengladbach. They need to beat Germany, who are ranked 6th in the world, by 2 clear goals, and hope the Netherlands defeat France. This evening's game begins at 7 o'clock and there will be live television coverage on the RTE News channel. Mark English lowered his own Irish 800 metres record by more than half a second at the Hungarian Grand Prix meet in Budapest. The Donegal native clocked a time of 1 minute 43.37 seconds. It's the third time this season that English has set a national record for the two-lap distance, having previously done so in Poland in May and in the Netherlands in June. At the Cincinnati Open Tennis, Emma Raducanu was defeated in 3 sets by the world number 1, Anya Sabalenka. During the deciding set, Raducanu lost her cool because of a crying child in the crowd, complaining to the umpire, who then asked security staff to have the child removed from the stadium. Finally, in racing, Barry Connell has indicated that his 2-time Cheltenham winner Marine National will have his first run of the new National Hunt season in the Fortria Chase at Navan in mid-November.